All This Week, NHPR's Morning Edition is reporting on New Hampshire's expanding charter school movement. It's a series we're calling A Growing Choice. Charter schools are publicly funded, and the state now has 25 of them, all of which have opened in the past decade. But if you look at a map of where they are, you'll find most of them clustered in the southern part of the state. North of the Notches, the only choice is the North Country Charter Academy, which serves high school-aged students in Littleton and Lancaster who have struggled in a traditional school setting. Evian Erceg is one of those students. She's one of about 20 students sitting at their computers in a classroom at the Littleton campus on a recent morning.
So this is my English class. This is my sophomore English class that I didn't finish last year. And basically what you do, so unit one, there's a pretest, and you take that, and then it grades you. I got 67. And then this little E means that I exempted out of those topics from that class.
She's 16 years old and lives in Lincoln. After her three-hour morning session here in Littleton, she'll go back to Linwood High School in the afternoon. She spends nearly an hour on the bus every day. At first, coming to the charter school wasn't a choice at all.
Last year, at the beginning of the year, I actually was forced to come here, court-ordered to come here. And I was like, no way, that school's for idiots. Like, I'm not an idiot. I know that. I don't know. I was kind of stuck up about it in the beginning.
But her attitude changed when she realized she could actually get a high school diploma.
I got 10 credits in 1 year. I failed my freshman year. Then last year, I got 10 credits. And I'm graduating. So really, I did 4 years of high school in 2 years, and that's incredible.
Evian is on pace to graduate next year and plans to become a child psychologist.
We'll stop and say hi to Mrs. Meddings. This is our business manager, Mrs. Meddings.
The school's registrar, Lynn Griglovich, walks me through the building. As we enter the classroom, she says the environment here is key to student success.
And when you come in, you'll see it's this quiet all the time.
And she's right. As we're walking through, I see students working independently on computers. There's no talking and no distractions. We move to Griglovich's office, where she handles all referrals for admission to the charter school from the 10 partnering North Country school districts.
The sending districts are very aware that this is not a program, I want to use the word dumping ground, because it is a rigorous program. As you've seen in the classroom, it's quiet. It's like an office. We have a very strict attendance policy.
North Country Charter Academy opened in 2004. It was one of the state's first charter schools. While most charters are started by a small group of citizens or educators, North Country was launched by a group of local public school superintendents. Pierre Couture has been involved in the partnership since the beginning. He's superintendent of the White Mountains Regional School District and is chair of the charter school's Board of Trustees.
It opened up right around the same time that the dropout age was moved from 16 to 18. So now we typically, students who didn't fit the mold, you know, who didn't fit into the public school, they dropped out of school if they couldn't make it when they turned 16. So we were forced to look for alternatives to find ways to keep these kids in school and get them their diploma.
Here at North Country, neighboring districts that send their students pay $5,900 in tuition for a slot, with another $5,700 in aid coming in from the state. But Griglovich says that also means when local school districts are having tough years financially, there's an impact.
Because then we, you know, they may not purchase the same number of slots. They may have to decrease the number of slots, which directly affects our budget.
And for such an expansive region, it's not surprising transportation is one of the school's biggest challenges. Griglovich says the school relies on grants and support from private organizations to fill in funding gaps.
We had a young lady who was stuck between two homes, a split home, and she lived in Whitefield, and she had no way to get here at one point. And so the Littleton Rotary Charitable Foundation provided her with bus pass on the North Country Transit.
The school takes about 50 students each year, and more than 350 have graduated since it opened. Jim Hicks is a teacher at the Littleton campus. He says every graduation is packed.
The families are looking at this. They can't thank you enough. The families are looking at the graduation like we never thought we'd see this.
And Griglovich says there's talk of expansion with a site dedicated to special education students or students with emotional disabilities.
The demand for this kind of program is definitely here, and expansion is definitely in the minds of all those who are up here. It's ensuring that the sustainability is there